Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it's Thanksgiving and we're all supposed to be chill and celebrating, and that's cool, and I am. However, there are a lot of folks wigging out about insurance costs and healthcare costs in particular, which they should be, quite frankly. And I dragged Mark Clark from MediConnect in here. My brother, how are you?
I'm great. Great to see you.
It is very stressful right now for folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, people are panicked. People are afraid. Like, we get those calls all day, almost every day right now. People in a panic because, first of all, in this region, there's about 150,000 people that are losing their coverage. You know, SARs, service area reductions. That means they have a plan this year, Marty. And it's going to disappear. It's going to be off the market
next
year.
That's an insane number.
Yeah. That's just in this region. There's a market reset going on this year.
So hold on, man. Half the size of the city of Pittsburgh, in essence.
Yeah.
Gone from coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to. If they don't choose a plan, they will have no coverage January 1st.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do they all know this?
They should have all received letters saying that your plan's not going to be available next year. You have to pick a new plan.
What if you don't?
What if you don't? Well, that's a good question. You know, you're going to have to choose a plan here before December 7th.
Oh.
However, if you're one of the ones that the plan's going away, you'll have a special enrollment period between December 7th and December 31st.
Oh.
And then you'll actually have an extended period, because what happens, Marty, is when somebody loses their coverage, they get a special enrollment period for 63 days. So for 2 months after December 31st, they'll also have that special enrollment period. So if your plan is going away, yes, you have some other options. But, you know, if you want to get it in place, we're the people to call, because I told you when I walked in, we've helped probably 7,000 people.
No.
Yes. Yes, since October 15th. I'm not joking.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What would normal be, 1,000?
Right now, it would probably be around 4,000.
Okay, so you're blowing the doors off anything.
Blowing the doors off of it, yes. Our agents have been writing numbers, applications for at numbers that we've never seen before. Never.
So people understand this. This is a free service.
Yep.
You don't charge them. And you advise them the best plan for them. You get no more, no less. In other words, there's no incentive for you to pitch them somewhere.
Correct. Yeah. We are affiliated. We're partners with all the different major carriers you can think of, right? What I like to say is it's like a smorgasbord what we can offer you. If you call one of the agents from one of the carriers, they're only going to be able to show
you
the stuff from that carrier. We can show you stuff from all the major carriers you can think of. You couldn't name one that we couldn't show you.
So the 7,000 people, are they all the people that got kicked off their plans mostly?
Yes. And we've been doing some work in New York, Delaware, Central Pennsylvania. Our telesales department I got to give our manager there, Becky, a shout out. She's done a tremendous job with her team. She hired a whole bunch of extra hands.
Nice.
We had a lot of forethought with this, because we even brought in a group of people we're calling the triage team, and they're actually taking medications and doctors' names and then giving it to our agents so we can work a little faster.
My man, what's the typical person calling that has anxiety about this, what are they saying?
Oh, they're worried about, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my coverage.
Yeah.
Here's the first thing they're worried about, Marty, is their drug coverage, because not every plan covers the drugs the same. They all have a different drug formulary. They can put, you know, there's five tiers to the five different categories. Yes. And the higher the number of the category, you get a tier five drug. That's a specialty drug. That's a high cost drug. Not all of these plans are going to cover that drug as well as the other plan. And so our main job, our first job, I teach my agents all the time that the first thing you got to start with is your drug coverage. You know why? People have to take their drugs every day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And the difference between one plan and another, Marty, could be hundreds or even thousands of dollars in your drug coverage. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
I talked to a lady last night.
Wow.
She's taking a prescription that on her plan next year, in January, she would owe $2,000 for that.
What is the drug?
Rinvoq.
What is it? Sorry.
I think Rinvoq helps with arthritis. I'm not a doctor, so I don't always know. So
it's going up by $2,000.
In January, it would cost her $2,000. The good news is the Inflation Reduction Act did help a couple things.
I saw that.
Number one, it helped with the drug coverage. Yeah. So now next year, there's a $2,100 cap to your out-of-pocket spending with drug coverage. So in January, she's going to pay that. The rest of the year, February through the end of the year, she's going to pay zero for all of her meds. Okay.
Oh.
Now, you might think, but how's she going to take that hit, right? This is why you want our expertise.
No, I'm with you, brother.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because what we know that there's a drug payment plan now with Medicare. So she could actually spread that $2,000 over the next 12 months.
Okay.
The other thing that we do, and we don't charge for this and we don't make anything off of this, is let's say that's not even going to work for this person, right? She's like an 83-year-old woman. She doesn't have any money to do any of this stuff. Even if you break it down to $180 a month, she might not be able to. We can direct you and help you get connected to plans like PACE or PACENET.
Oh, nice.
LIS. There are other plans that the pharmacy can connect you to. There are other plans that you can join where you pay a certain fee and they help you get your drugs at a lower cost. We can point you in the right direction, give you phone numbers, help you get connected to some of this stuff, and we don't get paid for most of that.
Mark Clark with MediConnect. So people don't freak out. There are good plans out there that they can afford. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just because your plan's going away doesn't mean the carrier's going away. There are just certain plans. The word we would use is that they're not viable anymore. There are certain plans. Quite frankly, there are plans in this region that are called PPOs. Preferred provider organizations. And PPOs are just getting crushed. They can't sustain them. They've had so much enrollment on them, they can't sustain them. That's why these plans are going away. And so the industry is going to start having this shift to HMOs again. HMOs are going to become the most popular thing again. And they're going to become plans with better benefits and lower copays. There's certainly every carrier still has great plans. Just some plans aren't viable anymore and they have to go away. So,
what's the, because your folks are getting slammed.
Yeah.
What's the best time to call to get real help?
You know what, Marty, everybody thinks it might be the morning. That's when we get slammed the most.
Oh.
I would call sometime between 1 and 4 p.m., especially right now. This is a great day to call. You know why? Because I have agents that are ready to answer the phone and do the work, and we're not getting as heavy a phone call. People are at home cleaning and getting meals ready and all that stuff.
I heard Saturday was good, too.
Saturday would be a good day, too. Friday. We have people working Friday. I know it's Black Friday. Everybody's shopping or online shopping, right? And
hold on. So if you don't take advantage, would you say 7 days?
We have 9 days
counting
today. Yeah, 9 business days. Yes, counting today.
What happens if you don't do this within 9 days?
It depends on your situation. You're going to lose the opportunity to Some people lose an opportunity to sign up for a plan. So you want to call today, 888-818-6334. Definitely want to call us.
Wow. And before it's all said and done, you might end up handling over 10,000 people.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised we get to there. We've got 1,700 Google, 5-star Google reviews. Marty, we do a good job. We care about our people.
No, I love your people.
I will tell you, my agents, they go out of their way to work even late hours right now so that they can call people back. If you don't care about somebody calling you at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, our agents will do it just to make sure they take care of you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to bother you, they'll call you early in the morning if you have to.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Marty.
Mark, MediConnect, they rock. They're the best.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of folks calling about MediConnect, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, do it. Very stressful. One of my favorite people on the phone. Why? Guy gets it. Work ethic, commitment, dedication, loyalty, family, faith, all of it, man. Education, discipline, commitment, all that stuff. And yeah, I'm biased because I went there. And yeah, I'm biased because half the people that own this town and run this town went to Central Catholic. So there. Coach, how are you?
Marty, how you doing, my friend? Nice to hear from you.
There's this thing about Pittsburgh, and you know it better than anyone because you're the damn coach at Central Catholic. There's this stigma. There's this image. There's this rep that Central leaves a big, big footprint on Pittsburgh. Ryan, no matter where you go, they say, where'd you go to Central? People go nuts, right? It's crazy, right?
Yeah, I think obviously the following and, the alumni and as far as just Central Catholic in general, it runs deep in the city of Pittsburgh, but, throughout the country. And, I got, one of our coaches was on a cruise and had a shirt on. And, there was a guy that graduated in the 70s that came up to him. So it's almost like everywhere you go, you get to run into a Central grad. And I get to learn and, meet more and more every year. And it's a special, special place. And I'm really fortunate to be a part of it.
Ryan's what I call badass. He has how many kids you have? Three?
I got four.
Four kids. Gorgeous kids,
yeah,
gorgeous
four,
wife.
Four boys.
Four boys. Full-time school teacher, right?
Yes, sir.
And full-time coach. How do you, honestly, man, give me your typical day. Run it through for me.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do any if it wasn't for my wife. She really manages, honestly, the whole thing. But I'll put it about 4 a.m. I get done when I need to get done, and then I go to work. I'm at Brashear until about 2:45, and then over to Central, take the through Fort Pitt, go out 376, go to Central, and then I'm there till about 7:30.
Wow.
go home and then, you know, try to play dad and husband the best I can. You know, some of these nights are long and the days are long, but then, you know, it tears back a little bit as the week progresses.
Hold on, Ryan. So go through this. So you get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
What time, brother, do you go to sleep at night?
Good night. I am early, so like 9, you know, 9:30 if I could do it by 10. You know, 10 usually.
10.
I get 6 good ones. I'm okay.
My man. But you love it, don't you, brother?
Yeah, there's no doubt. When I hit my feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm ready to do it again. And like I said, just really fortunate at the opportunity the Central Catholic has provided me and my family. And,
wow.
you know, and being able to give back and teach all day, you know, I think, you know, I really love what I do and I'm really, you know, blessed to do it.
Oh, okay, so there's this family thing with Central guys, and you kind of underline that with a little thing you do tomorrow. So kind of give me an example of what happens tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so tomorrow morning we'll practice. Obviously, got a big game coming up on Saturday, and you know, not going to break our routine with the kids or anything like that. But we have an awesome alumni base, you know, as we've been speaking of, and you know, they're going to show up tomorrow. We'll get to kind of visit with them before practice and pre-practice, and you know, they'll get to watch our practice and get to address the team, and you know, we'll get to talk to them. And you know, I think it's so much bigger than just, you know, football practice.
It is, man.
You know, because it's a networking opportunity for a lot of our young kids.
Yep.
They get to meet alumni, and you know, those alumni, you know, it takes them back to when they were those kids in those pads, and you know, it's just a really special full circle moment for a lot of people, and it's a really cool thing to be a part of.
Ryan was a great player, and he's a great offensive mind, and he's a fantastic motivator. I was a lousy player and had a small mind and really didn't succeed on the football field. However, playing football at Central changed my life. It made me a better man. And you see that, don't you? It makes boys men, does it not, sir?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I would never, you know, say the names, but I mean, there's, when you say that, there's probably 3, 4, 5 faces that pop into my head, you know, just this year on this year's team that have, you know, where growth has been just immense over the last 2-3 years, and watching them do that, and you know, just the school and everything that, you know, how it can, you know, one of the kids came in, one of the former players came in and said, you know, you're not going to change Central Catholic, but if you let it, Central Catholic can change you.
Nice.
And I think it changes these kids for the better, and it's a special, special place, and you know, like I said, just really fortunate to be a part of it.
Ryan Lehmeyer, a leader. Ron Layton, one of my boys, served 4 presidents in the Secret Service, insanely committed Central Catholic grad. Board member says this, elite class innovator and motivator, first class coach, first class human being. He's talking about you, brother, and you're all those things and then some. Proud to know you, man.
I appreciate that. Mr. Layton's a good man. I thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, my man. We'll see you in the morning.
All right, I'll see you then.
Coach! Love that kid. Love him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody likes Larry. It kind of bothers me. He's so nice that everyone likes him. Same with that jagoff Bartley. He's coming in here next. Everyone likes Bartley. He's a jagoff. He's an irritating person. He just gives you a rash. The voice alone. He's half asleep. It has these stupid stories. He convinced the people in Greenfield to give him some idiotic award that he got, some stupid plaque. Bartley. Now, his brothers were cool. David and Michael, we were all friends. No, David and Bobby. Michael's the punk coming in here next. And I promise you, he's done no prep. Nothing. Let's talk about garbage cans. You know who's going to save him? Margo. You know what Margo said? Patrick. He's the glue that holds the station together. I said, who? Bartley. He's a goof. How the hell does Bartley get on the air? It just shows you how desperate we are for talent around here. He sits out there. He gets to the show about 5 minutes before he starts. He's been at some function, some free meal. And they bring, I wonder if he has his little plaque. Greenfield gave him some little plaque. Pat. Bartley, you listen. You can't hear me, he's ignoring me. Margo, ask him if he brought his little plaque. Greenfield gave him some little award. Did you bring your little plaque? No little plaque. He'll spend an hour on, do you like dark meat or white meat? That'll be an hour. Second hour, stovetop or regular stuffing. Third hour, pumpkin pie or lemon meringue. My man Bartley. Love him. Why is it that Central guys, no matter where they at and what they do, they constantly pick on each other? The first thing we do when we see each other is pick on each other. I liked his brothers, David and Bobby. Michael, not so much. He's next. Here he comes. Here he is.
Why? What are you?
Where's your?
What are you talking
whoa,
about?
Whoa!
Where's it's, your? It's silly Blackout little... Wednesday. Aren't you drunk yet? Aren't you home getting drunk yet?
Where's your little trophy at?
Why are you? Wait, did you? I sent you that picture of all your boys: Jimmy Kent, my brothers,
huh? Look like an
Louis
AA.
Scioli.
Look like
and
an
then
AA
Carlos.
Meeting.
Carlos.
Love
from Pittsburgh Tree saying, "Oh, let's take a picture. I'll send it to Marty." I said, "Marty, who?" I said, "He's home drunk."
I wish.
Oh. Oh my God! But wait, now be nice. You said, Marty sends me a text of all the veneer and all the teasing me. He said, "Bart's family's everything," and that's true.
It is, man.
Right, Patrick? It is. It is. Of course.
What do you do though? Huh? Who do you hang with on Thanksgiving?
I'm here tomorrow morning for Larry.
Oh no, that's gonna be a dog show.
And then I'm gonna go home and take him.
Wait a minute.
Oh no, guess what? I got my psychiatrist on about No, not my personal one.
Oh, he won't.
No. Dr. Ken Thompson talking about people being depressed around the holidays.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I
seasonal
know.
Depression.
Not that you care, because you'll be home drunk.
Boy, that's uplifting on Thanksgiving. Oh. Hey,
hi, Marty. This is Marty.
Depression.
Marty, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot, Bart. It's good to see you and everything. Okay. Tell everybody hello.
Wow.
Oh, man. Hi, Pauly. Look at Pauly in there. Oh, he's going to be drunk tonight, too, on Blackout Friday. That's a shame. All right,
don't you love these AA guys? All of a sudden, like they're preaching to us.
Oh my God! All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Love you.
Love you too.
He's a character. Margot said he holds the whole station together. Bartley. She did. I said, really? Seriously? Bartley does. All right. Yes. One of my boys sent me a text. Yes, he's the Greenfield Person of the Year. He is. I love him. He's real Greenfield. He's legit, man. He works hard to make it better. He's very political. He's a flaming liberal. Far, far left, woke. I don't mind. Still love him. The holidays are also very sad. And I always tell people this story because I think it's important. I was talking about people who don't talk to their loved ones. This is a true story. And I was saying that you should make up with them if you're sideways with your kids. Okay? And the guy, because I think that we can't go through life with regret, animus. How many people do you know? I haven't talked to my dad in 10 years. Huh? Oh, I can't stand my mother. Oh, my brother's a jagoff. How many? We can't go through life that way. You know, I was having this is a true story. Just happened. I was having this conversation, and a guy was listening, and he sent me a text. And he said, sorry, I'm chewing gum. He said, I really don't like you. I don't like your show that much. But I heard about you talking about if you're sideways with your kid, drive to their house and knock on the door and sit there till they open it. He heard me say that story. This just happened. He said, he hadn't talked to his daughter in 4 years. By the way, I love Bartley. I love him. He's one of my favorite people. He's just real. He's real. He's legit. So my man hadn't talked to his daughter in 4 or 5 years. This is the truth. And who knows why? Stuff happens. He drove to her house, rang the doorbell, and sat on the steps until she answered. Okay? When she answers, they embraced and cried and hugged. It gets better. Since they separated, let's say, she got married. Since they separated, she had a baby and he was a grandfather. And he cried again. You get one shot at that. And my man hit the jackpot. This euphoria of my God, I found her again. My God, she loves me again. We did something cool on this show this week, as I have to say. Two sisters came to me, thought their brother was dead. This happened on the show live. They thought he was dead from a drug overdose. Heroin or a fentanyl? I can't remember. Fentanyl? I don't remember. One of those. Not diminishing either, or diminishing the value of this story. And they wanted to find his body, honestly. And so we posted video of them putting up posters. Have you seen him? And then we had them live on the live stream. And then we posted all of it on our platforms, Instagram, Facebook. And they spoke to us tearfully, thought he was dead. They checked the morgues. They checked everywhere. They checked the folks that talked to him last, the last place he was high. 10 o'clock that night. 10:17, because I go to bed at 10. My phone is in my drawer, and I hear it vibrating. It's not ringing. My wife says, hey, honey, get that. I open up the phone, and I snapped with joy. And it said, Marty, we found him. He's alive. And he saw the live stream, and he saw the content, and he saw the information, and he called his sisters. He was out of state. He was getting cleaned up. He wasn't using drugs. And he was alive. He found his sisters. They thought he was dead. Hadn't seen him since May. My point is, love conquers all. And all that matters is family. And when I'm sitting there tomorrow with 40 people my brother's having, I'm thinking, man, this is it. Enjoy it. Don't forget it. Don't take it for granted, because it's rare, the greatness of family. Take a moment to get past all the hype of the turkey and stuff. I don't care that much about it, the food, because I don't have much taste for that, so I don't care, but I love the camaraderie. I love hearing the kids. And all these images of my parents giving toasts will stand out. My father-in-law, Gary, and Barb, his wife, obviously, will be there, and they're struggling. They're 80. So embrace the moments. Celebrate them. We're all hopeful that my sis, Barb, will make it, but we don't know. We don't know. There's this melancholy feeling, too, right, about the holidays, because you think about folks that are sick or someone who might have passed, and you miss them. But my sister would tell you, and I posted a video that kind of underlines it. As she struggles to live, and she's struggling, stage 4 pancreatic, I posted this video on social because I wanted you to understand her. She's on the stair lift, and she's completely bald, no hair from the chemo, and she's sick as hell. And she has no weight on her, and she has stage 4 pancreatic. And you know what you hear her doing? Laughing. Laughing. If you can take a smidgen of that and steal it and use it, do it. I had to stop myself with my wife, Christine, this morning because she's wonderful, and I snapped at her. And I said, I have to apologize. I'm managing anger. And it's just the truth. A pain and overwhelming, horrible sadness manifests itself in different people in different ways. A depression, anxiety, a laughter, crying, anger. But you have to focus on what's there and what you have. Get on with living. Right? Get on with living. You can't sit around moping. You can't make the day about, oh my God, she's dying. It's just not the play, man. It's not what kids need to learn. It's not what she wants to project. The magnificence of the family unit is that, the magic of, man, I look around, I see my kids and my sisters and my brother, and I'm grateful as hell. I miss the hell out of my dad and my mom. I'm worried sick about my sister. However, it's a beautiful life. It just is, and that might sound trite, but it is, man. We went to a woman's house this week who was struggling to live, and we put a stair lift in her house, and she cried and said, without this, I could die. You have to focus on those moments. We gave away almost 500 turkeys to churches that wouldn't be feeding their congregations otherwise. I had a woman, Venmo, Pastor Hogan, enough money to buy 25 turkeys yesterday afternoon for his congregation. Took her 5 minutes, and then she flew off on a vacation. Why'd she do it? And then they beg you to remain anonymous. Beg you. Find the glory in that. Because if you get caught up in the, man, this sucks. Man, this is depressing. Man, I hate this. You're doomed. Get on with dying. You got the choice. I'm not suggesting any of this is easy because I struggle, as you can tell. But you better find hope and you better find joy. You're done. You're screwed. If you wallow in it, your kids will grow up with that attitude. If you find joy in it, they'll be joyful kids. Watch your kids and watch yourself, because that's what you see. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you treat other people. Be careful how you express your feelings, but love them. This is what I learn every single day. And covet those moments way beyond the turkey, the stuffing, the booze, the pie, whatever the hell it is you want to buy on Black Friday. I could give a damn. But find a way to find the person you love that is gone from your life. One of my closest friends, her son, her words, not mine, hates her. I told her, find him. Bang on his door and sit there until he comes out. And don't leave until he loves you again. You get one shot. One. Get on with living. Or get on with dying. Your call. Right? Right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.